For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. World leaders, including Chinese President Xi Jinping, are now gathering in Manila for the 23rd APEC Economic Leaders Meeting. It's expected that President Xi will introduce the progress made in implementing the Belt and Road Initiative while also addressing APEC cooperation and updating the consensus made at the last APEC meeting in Beijing last year. The American and South Korean presidents are also among the leaders who've arrived in the Philippines for the meeting. The theme this year is Building Inclusive Economies, Building a Better World. Subjects including economic integration, small and medium enterprises, human capital development, and sustainable growth are each expected to be high on the agenda. Most heads of the 21 APEC members, except for Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indonesian President Joko Widodo, have promised to attend the summit despite the latest terror attacks in Paris. The Philippine government's beefed up the already tightened security. The Chinese national, who reportedly lost contact with his family and friends following the Paris attacks, has been found dead in his apartment. Preliminary investigation shows 28-year-old Liu Anyu's death was not linked to the terrorist attacks in the French capital on Friday. The Chinese embassy in France made the announcement on Monday, saying that French police confirmed Liu was dead when they searched his apartment in Paris. Liu's family sent a notice on the social network app WeChat to search for him on the day of the Paris attacks, which immediately went viral on various social media sites. The inaugural Singapore-Shanghai Financial Forum has been held in the city-state. The one-day event on Tuesday attracted over 100 industry experts from both sides. Topics included the latest developments in the Shanghai Free Trade Zone, China's Belt and Road Initiative, future growth of offshore RMB markets, asset securitization, and technology and innovation in financial services. The forum came just 10 days after Chinese President Xi Jinping paid a state visit to Singapore. During his visit, China and Singapore agreed to explore further business cooperation in third markets within the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese foreign ministry has announced three European leaders will visit China next week. President of Poland Andrzej Duda will pay a state visit from November 23rd to the 27th. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić will pay official visits to China at the invitation of Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. During their stays in China, all three leaders will attend the fourth leaders' meeting of the China and Central and Eastern European countries in the city of Suzhou. South Korea set a target date for ratifying the bilateral free trade agreement with China through parliament. November 26th was set after an emergency meeting on Tuesday between the government and the ruling party. The Saenuri party has a majority in the National Assembly and can ratify the Sino-Korean FTA without help from any opposition parties. Seoul and Beijing signed the FTA in June after 3 years of negotiations. China is South Korea's largest trade partner, while Seoul is Beijing's third biggest trade partner as a single country. Trade volume between the two nations increased to over $235 billion in 2014. China's Tianhe 2 supercomputer has retained its position as the world's most powerful system for the sixth consecutive time, according to the latest biannual Top 500 list of supercomputers. Tianhe 2 was developed by China's National University of Defense Technology and deployed at the National Supercomputer Center in Guangzhou. It's held the title since June of 2013. The Chinese system is almost twice as fast as the next computer on the list, Titan of the U.S. Department of Energy. The governors of 15 U.S. states have announced they'll not allow the resettlement of Syrian refugees in their jurisdictions, citing the safety of citizens following the terror attacks in the French capital. 14 of those governors are Republicans. Some of the leaders had expressed reluctance to accept Syrian refugees before the attacks on Friday, but several have changed their minds only since the bloodshed in Paris. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks and has threatened to launch similar action in Washington, D.C., the U.S. capital. The investigation in France has revealed that at least one of the attackers was from Syria. Despite mounting criticism and objection, U.S. President Barack Obama is sticking with his plan to accept 10,000 Syrian refugees. The U.S. Institute of International Education's released its latest findings on international students in the country. It says the country hosted a record number of international students during the last academic year, roughly 970,000, and that represented a 10% year-on-year increase. That included around 300,000 Chinese students, the largest group among the figure. However, the growth rate of Chinese students in the U.S. was outpaced by that of Indian students. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.